Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today on the show. Very busy day, as always. Raw was last night. Not just any Raw, Go Home Raw for the SummerSlam pay-per-view, WWE's second or third biggest pay-per-view of the year, depending on how you look at it. A six-hour show if you include the two-hour pre-show. And for those of you keeping track before the SmackDown show here tonight, we do in fact have 13 matches signed for SummerSlam. Now, I don't expect them to add another match for SmackDown, but it's possible. I think we're probably going to be finishing here at about 13. As Dave has noted a couple times, and he is correct, doesn't matter if there's one match or 13 matches or 18 matches. The show is going to run 3 hours for the pre-show and 4 to 4.5 hours for the main show. So 6 hours may be, I don't know. May not end up being 6 hours. May end up being 6.5. They've done this before. So we'll run over the entire card for the show. 10 matches on the main show, 3 matches on the pre-show, including added last night, the B-Team versus the Revival for the WWE Raw Tag Team titles. We can talk about that here today. If you got comments on anything over the last couple of days, you're welcome to let us know. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, the G1, Raw last night. Anything that's on your mind, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. You may call the Sports Byline at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Got a lot of text messages yesterday. Couldn't get through all of them, so if you've got something you want to say, let us know here today. And we will kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
And now, Valero's summer vacation driving tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today. I want to acknowledge something Laura said here on Twitter. If I've made a mistake, I apologize. The pre-show is not 3 hours long. It's 2 hours long. It's a two-hour pre-show, 4 to 4.5 hour main show. So we're talking 6 to 6.5 hours for SummerSlam coming up on Sunday. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, I think, is going to be about a three-hour show. They're starting it a little bit earlier. I think it's moving up an hour. And so, 5 matches on that show. I think it's possible that that one's going to be a two-hour, maybe even a two-and-a-half-hour show. Doubt it'll make three, but you never know. So, that is the big lineup for this weekend. We got Raw to talk about. There's 9 million text messages here. We're going to start with the phone, see what's on everybody's mind. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. Brian, I was listening to Observer Radio this morning, and I've heard the point, I think you made it, others have made it, that the crowd was so hot for that Reigns-Heyman potential alliance, and then they kind of like ended the angle just like in one segment. But I was just chatting on the phone with my college roommate in Rhode Island, who's normally a bit of a wrestling simpleton, but he made a very good point, which is we don't know what was written on that piece of paper. It could have said, it's just water, sell it, eat the beating, and we'll talk later. So I think the possibility of a Heyman-Reigns alliance is still very much alive and well.
Tim, that's a good idea. What do you think What do you think the chances are that they have thought that in-depth about this storyline?
Zero. Good idea, I always tell my friend this, I say, that's such a good idea, they're never going to do it.
So the point is, your friend is still a wrestling simpleton, Tim. That's my point. All right, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We had a couple of people, maybe it was you that actually texted in about that, talking about that angle last night. This person here says, I feel like they gave away what little intrigue they had surrounding the Lesnar and Reigns match when they showed it was all a trick by Paul and Brock. Now it's just the same match we don't want to see again. That's not the worst idea that written on that piece of paper was, it's just water. And they could do whatever they wanted. It's Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's writing a lot of this. He's a really smart guy. I mean, maybe that is an idea that they came up with. I did think that it was awesome when Paul gave him that piece of paper and says, you don't have to answer. You can answer me on Sunday. I thought, man, that really is intrigue going into that deal. Like, maybe they are actually considering turning this guy. And then they did the rest of the angle, which, by the way, I love the angle. But I don't know if there's a lot of intrigue left going into Sunday.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, and the angle was, it was good because it was well acted because Paul was there, but I don't know. For as many people, man, I loved it. Well, did you love it in relation to some of the other stuff on the show, or did you love it because it was that great? I mean, to me, the way they hyped everything up and the way the announcers kept going that, you know, what does he mean? It was screaming to me that there wasn't going to be any palace intrigue leading into SummerSlam, and instead we were going to kind of get what we got. And then when we got it, It just seemed to be so over the top with the fake pepper spray that doesn't affect anybody, including Paul or Brock, just Roman, who's not really selling it. I mean, it seemed to be like last night there was...
It wasn't selling it. He sold it like crazy.
I don't know. To me, it was... I guess it worked. To me, it was a little bit too... to me, it was too long and a little bit too cartoonish just to get to Brock going out there, beating him down. And like you mentioned, not leaving seemingly any intrigue leading into SummerSlam, which I would have enjoyed too. And I kind of liked how they played it a little bit, you know, off air with the angle that they showed on the show. I mean, I kind of liked how they were doing that. And instead, we are just seemingly going to get what we're going to get, which is Brock and Roman, you know, times 700 or whatever it is now, the fourth coronation, you know, on Sunday. And it's just, on a show that everything took a long time to get to where they were at. The final segment did, the opening segment did. It just, a lot of it went too long.
Listen, everybody, I don't think that Roman Reigns is going to turn heel, but they absolutely could do something based off this angle. I mean, they don't even have to have on the paper, it's just water. All they would have to do is Roman Reigns can beat Brock Lesnar with help from Paul Heyman and do his promo just saying, you know what, I learned a very valuable lesson on Raw last week. I learned the value of Paul Heyman. I got my ass kicked by Brock Lesnar again because of Paul Heyman, because he came out here. He took my guard down. He got me looking at this paper. He sprayed me with pepper spray. This guy beat the hell out of me again. Fine. I mean, there's a million things that they could do. They could do this if they wanted to. I don't think they're going to, but they could do that.
I don't know if the execution's going to be any good or make it any better than how you're making it sound, which is not very appetizing. I mean, again, they had the opportunity. If it's just now... Well, I had to take my lumps because, you know, I knew getting paid, you know, hit with that pepper spray was going to be okay because I trusted what I read on that piece of paper. I mean, get out of here.
That's not what I said at all. I said...
No, but that's how Roman is going to appear to a lot of people who just go, well, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing just kind of is kind of jerky.
What I'm saying is it was a shoot last night. It was real pepper spray. Like, not you know what I'm talking about. Like,
I know.
It's not Roman pretending last night. Like, last night was exactly how it appeared on television.
So why would
Roman
figured...
Then? If you can't beat them, join them.
After getting embarrassed again, after carrying, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it comes
it could
across
be done.
As...
Trust me, Paul Heyman could make this work.
Well,
made it work last night. He's listen, Paul Heyman has
so Paul
done...
and Roman forever then, because that's what you're going to have for Roman.
Paul Heyman has done more to get Roman Reigns cheered even a little bit than anybody with the exception of Vince McMahon getting himself punched like 2 years ago. So... Yes, if anybody could make this work, it's Paul Heyman.
Well, he was kissing some Samoan ass last night, wasn't he?
He
put
he
over
sure
the U-
was.
Had no reason to put over the Usos except just put over the Usos.
They had no reason to do that angle last night unless there's at least been consideration
now,
to do this storyline.
Let me say this. Because I've been a fan since back in the day. Some people have to go back and do a retro show to watch these things back in the day. But
oh,
I was there back in the day when Paul Heyman took over the reins that Buddy Jack Roberts had in World Class of the Samoan SWAT team. If I got a Samoan SWAT team back with the Usos and with Roman Reigns, I would be happy about that with Paul Heyman leading the charge. Give me all of it. If you're going to give me Roman and Paul together with this goofy storyline, give me all of it.
Well, they're on different brands, so you ain't going
to get
all
of it
anytime
Paul
soon.
Can make it
can
work,
we,
right?
Can we please not peek the mics here? All right, let's try the phones. You're on the air.
I'm
what's
peeking.
Up?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Man, you know, I agree with Mike what he's saying. I think once you introduce that pepper spray, you definitely killed all intrigue as far as Roman and Paul goes. Introducing that pepper spray, I think without that, right, you know, without that, then you would have left that, you know.
I said these exact words.
Oh, will you stop it?
I understand that. I'm just agreeing with you guys. However, my point of calling was, Brian, that I think it was a great fresh breath of fresh air to have Renee on commentary. I like the fact that she kind of kept Corey Graves at bay, and he wasn't jumping all over her. Maybe that's because of Dean Ambrose or not. I don't know. But Renee really, besides the jitters here and there, I think she did a really good job last night, and I kind of wanted your guys' opinion on that.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. If you listened to Observer Radio last night, I don't think Dave and I mentioned Renee one single time, which is a positive for Renee Young. She was,
well, yeah,
she was fine. She's way, way better than Coach. She wasn't great. Nobody doing WWE commentary in the main roster is great. They're not allowed to be great.
Exactly.
But yeah, she was better than Coach, and she should be there. But I was not blown out of the water. I mean, yeah, if you want to compare her and say, like, man, she was great because Coach sucks, I mean, you could do that.
Well, look, it's not she's in the pantheon of great announcers. None of them are in it, and they're not ever going to have the chance to be in it. But it's not the announcer's fault. It's how they are produced. It's how they want them to banter back and forth with each other. Corey Graves, Renee Young, and Michael Cole would all be better off without probably people in their ears and without a lot of BS speak that they're ordered to say, but they're not going to get that chance.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. Bo here says, 2K today announced the return of Showcase Mode in this fall's video game release, WWE 2K19, focused on the career of Daniel Bryan. This has to confirm Bryan re-signing to the company with 17 days left in his current contract. One has zero to do with the other. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. Got to remember all the guys that 2K has put on the cover that WWE wanted nothing to do with, who, by the way, ended up in WWE. Sting, Warrior, Daniel Bryan, whatever is going on with 2K and Daniel Bryan has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not Daniel Bryan is re-signing with WWE. I mean, maybe
he
did.
Though.
What was that?
No, it's amazing. I have more faith in whatever the storyline that's going to be created by 2K19 is than I had in WWE telling its own story about Daniel Bryan.
PW Insider just posted Jeff Jarrett suing Impact and Anthem over copyright issues with Global Force.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I got another lawsuit to talk about here. I want to mention, as far as news today, Filthy Tom Lawler, my partner, 10-year tenure in UFC ended today when he was released from the UFC. Less than two months before his two-year drug test failure suspension expired.
It's a sin.
He failed for low levels of Ostarine. And when I say low, I'm talking like so low it barely even showed up on the test. It was practically for sure a tainted supplement, but he doesn't log all of his supplements. And while there were several UFC fighters over the last couple of years that have failed for Ostarine and found the supplement that was tainted, he did not. So he was suspended for 2 years. He asked for his release. They said no. So they kept him under contract for 1 year and 9 months. And then they released him. They didn't give him one more fight. They didn't give him any other opportunities. So anyway, it's stupid. Although I say that as a friend. Although, you know what? Even if I didn't know Filthy from Adam
Summers,
it's still stupid.
It is.
Guy gets suspended for 2 years. You don't release the guy when he asks for his release. And then, right before the suspension is up, then you release him. This would be stupid no matter who they did it to.
Well, and take any personal relationship out of that. When you need stars, when you need colorful figures, when you need guys who need to be stars and colorful figures.
When you need a guy who broke Powerbomb TV's record.
Without getting arrested every weekend or throw in like,
who just won the battle riot.
Exactly. All of those sorts of things. He stayed in the public eye. He's kept himself going. And again, does not embarrass you outside with any legal issues or anything like that.
Well, he embarrassed me in Crown Point, but that's another matter.
Well, that's a little bit of a different story. But that's a pro wrestling law that was broken there. But nothing when it comes to anything where he embarrasses the company and any more than anybody else there, for heaven's sakes. And because of that, as a fan, as somebody that knows that they need some excitement and some things shook up, and he's a guy that, was very close to knocking off one of your top 10. He was a top 10 185-pound fighter, if I'm not mistaken. Was he not? When he left, but Corey Anderson's number 6, he barely lost a fight against him via decision that some people thought that he won. So, there's still a possibility he can be in the mix for you and appear on TV and give you something. And they're not giving him the opportunity to do that. Is it spite? No matter what it is, it's a foolish, very foolish to me, short-sighted decision that comes off, I don't know if it's spite or I don't know if it's because of his age. I don't know what it is.
Well, Dave thinks it's his age, but
it's
like,
very short-sighted to me.
I mean, spite. Maybe it's because he's 35, because they also cut Gleason Tebow, who's also 35, but I mean, come on. You got plenty of guys over 35 that are fighting number
one. Well, on the timing, there's a lot of dead weight there that, again, don't bring as much to the table as Tom would, whether it be on ESPN. Again, it just you need some color there. You need some excitement for some of these guys, and you don't have it. And you know what? For every BS fake, TJ Dillashaw, Gervonta Davis fight that gets teased on social media, at the end of the day, none of that crap matters, and they have very few fights and very few personalities to sell, and that's a bottom line.
Well, the reality, Mike, is this is a new UFC, and they're not looking for colorful guys, and they're...
But you need stars to make colorful fights that you need to make in these big fights, and you run out of them after a while.
You're right, but that's not what they're looking for right now. They're looking for a couple of big superstars so they can sell big pay-per-views. They're looking for bodies, and the finances are completely different. If this would happen 2 years ago or 3 years ago, he wouldn't have been cut. They would have given him another fight.
You're right, but where do you find these superstars? Yes, you have. Okay, you pray GSP comes back. You have Connor. You got Khabib, who kind of lingers right there. You have a couple of guys, Daniel Cormier, who's on the way out and has never been a pay-per-view draw anyway. I mean, Brock Lesnar, at some point, you're not going to be able to keep bringing him back. And So you still need to kind of create some. And I'm not saying that it's not like at 35, Tom's going to go out there and be, you know, prime, you know, whatever. But it's prime GSP or something like that. But for heaven's sakes, at least you can utilize him to kind of like, you know, wave your hands up and go, we have somebody that you might want to watch. We have somebody that we can promote and send out there and do interviews and try to get people back in the fold of an organization that is really sitting on its ass right now.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling
you. I'm just saying it out there to the people and to them so they know.
Is what they're doing. Well, they don't care. They're all about, people are going to buy a show if there's like a title on the line, real or fake. Which, by the way, it's not the case, but apparently they think it is.
That's not the case, yeah, at all.
I know. There's a lot of things that they think right now that if you look at business, I mean, this is just not the way that things, this is not the way to build this company back up. They're going the wrong direction.
WWE and UFC just hanging out. Vince and Dana just being all Vince and Dana-like.
Hey, Vince is, say what you want about Raw and Vince and everything like that. One's on the way up, one's on the way down right now. And yeah. WWE's not the one on the way down.
Yeah, well, one of them, though, is criticizing, you know, two guys for, you know, believing that they're the reasons that a company, you know, with millions of dollars behind it and has been on a roll for quite some time, sold out a show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, because they got to blame somebody.
Well, yeah.
They can't blame himself.
I remember sitting there watching that Steve Austin interview, and again, you know, Lion in Winter, there he is.
Spurs says, you're completely right about watching the G1 and then watching last night's Raw. It was especially rough during the multiple Baron Corbin segments. You know, I was talking about Observer on Observer Radio last night. I said, you know what? There's two different wrestling audiences in the world right now. There is the WWE hardcores, and then there's the audience that watches everything else. And it was so patently obvious last night that the WWE audience loved Raw. I even got texts, you were way too hard on Raw last night, I had people say this morning. Dude, give me a break. These G1 shows, and granted, WWE could not have their guys go out there and work a G1 style 52 weeks a year. They'd have no wrestlers. But every G1 show, including the finals, was less than 3 hours. This Raw show here, 3 hours. And granted, there was some good stuff that I liked on the show. I liked Ronda. I liked the Brock Lesnar deal. The return of Dean Ambrose was cool. But dude, Baron Corbin out there, the match was 4 minutes long, and he had two long chin lock segments, and the rest of it was him walking around and then a finish. Okay? That match sucked. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then we had that other match last night, which I don't even remember what it was. Finn Balor was in it. It was the, what was it? Finn Balor and, I honest to God
Kevin
can't
Owens
even remember.
And the Maharaja.
That's right. Finn Balor and, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Kevin Owens and the Maharaja.
Against Finn Balor and who?
Him. It was him. That was the rub.
You don't even
match.
Remember. Thank you, Dom. Braun Strowman. So they have this tag match.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a tag match.
Thank you. So they have this stupid tag match, and it wasn't horrible, but, like, they literally did a match.
Hey, it was forgettable for me.
The baby faces ran wild. They got the heat on Finn Balor. Braun Strowman makes a comeback. And, like, then they went to commercial, and when they came back, they literally had started all over again. They got the heat on Finn a second time. Yeah. Did the exact, and then they did a bunch of chin locks, a bunch of shoulder holds, and finally Braun makes a second comeback, runs wild again, and gets the pin. I'm like, dude, I've watched way too much good wrestling to tolerate this, okay? I just can't tolerate it.
And it went on too long.
Forever.
At the end of the show, that went on too long. The entirety of the segment, the opening segment with Ronda Rousey and the match that took place, if I'm not mistaken, that was damn near 35 minutes from pillar to post of that thing. My God, you forgot all about Ronda's emotional promo at the beginning because of all the nonsense by the end. It's just, it's too much. And say what you will about the wrestling and all that sort of stuff, that to the side, I mean, aesthetically and how the thing is presented, I mean, it's just, it something needs to give at 3 hours. But then again, what gives is SmackDown becoming the A show, so maybe one day we can all just
even
through
SmackDown.
Raw more than we already do.
Even some of these SmackDown matches, I mean, listen, I don't want WWE to work a New Japan style. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want that. I'm very critical of a lot of the stuff that I see in New Japan. But there's a happy medium. And WWE is not giving us anything close to the happy medium. You have the one side where these dudes are dropping themselves on their heads, and you've had like a broken neck and a guy retiring because of a brain hemorrhage or whatever. And then you've got the other side where Baron Corbin's wrestling for 4 minutes and he's doing two chin locks in a 4 minute match. There's got to be a happy medium here. In fact, I know there is because I watch happy medium matches all the time. I just can't get it in New Japan or WWE. It's bizarre. I saw a lot of it, actually, at that Progress and Defy show that I went to live. Like that sixth person that I raved about. Like, nobody landed on their head. No, there was not one chin lock in the entire match. Because, you know, there's six people there, and there's no reason to take a nap in the middle of the match. You can just tag. They had a great match. Everybody loved it. It was awesome. The guys immediately, they left the ring, and they immediately went to sell t-shirts. Because nobody was hurt. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, I made it back up here just in time.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
The UPS man showed up.
Oh, yeah?
He delivered my new gimmick black belt here.
Oh, a gimmicked black belt?
Well, it's a real one, but I wear my black belt to the ring as part of the Chop and Roll Express. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring my real one to Las Vegas because you never know. So I've gotten myself.
Somebody might want to authenticize it, or something.
Yeah, you know, not that, but I may just like forget it. I almost forgot it when I went to Crown Point. Someone brought it up to me right as I was about to leave, You know, they take all your gear, they bring it to the back, you're in battle, and you forget about things. So now I got a gimmick one, so if it gets lost, it's no big deal.
Now, can somebody come up and challenge you for that at any time?
Are you kidding
time?
Me? This is professional wrestling. What do you think this is? MLW?
Well, I mean, I wasn't sure with your Gracie, you know, fantasy roots that you would, you know,
excuse
take
me,
on
my
that,
fantasy
that,
roots?
Yes, your dreams of being a
Vixen style
person.
I'm about to drop you off
the
show here.
You will walk down the streets of Las Vegas challenging all comers to come up and dare take thy belt.
This person says, can you please turn Mike's mic off? Yeah, I should after that.
Yeah, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. It says right here. You want me to
say? Sure.
816 area code.
Who? 816, where's that?
I don't know. You can look it up while I'm talking about what I'm about to talk about.
816, let's see.
Want to thank everybody who got me the information for Disco Inferno.
Missouri, I mean, give me a break. Kansas City, a dead-ass wrestling town. Get out of here, Kansas City.
So anyway, I got the phone number of the Disco Inferno and called, no answer. Mm-hmm. I have attempted to DM him, no answer.
I think he's scared.
At this point... This coming weekend at the FSW show in Las Vegas, I am still partnerless for the match I'm going to be having with Peach Machine and Mikey G. If you'd like to go, by the way, I believe there may still be some tickets available. I've heard it may be sold out or close to sold out. But you can head to WrestlingObserver.com, click on any daily update, and if you scroll down to the bottom, all the information about the Vegas convention is there, and we got a Future Stars of Wrestling show, the Grannies Double Match Classic, Girl Power Show, Mia Yim and Leva Bates, Shotzi Blackheart and Sage Sin, number of others as well, plus...
Wait, the Granny?
Yeah, the Grannies Double Match Classic. You want to use her real name, apparently.
Oh, okay. Because I wasn't sure if your granny had anything to do with this, where the winner would actually get like a gift certificate to Wendy's.
Maybe they do. But it's myself and a partner, if I can find one, versus the Beach Bums, Peach Machine and Mikey G. And I will tell you right now, if I can't get the Disco Inferno, then it's going to be a handicap match. You understand?
Really?
This is how determined I am to get Disco to do this match. This is a perfect idea for the match. Myself and Disco Inferno against Peach Machine and Mikey G. So I will not accept any other partner. Filthy Tom is unavailable, so if I can't get a hold of the Disco Inferno, if he continues to no-sell my advances, so to speak,
oh wow,
then I will be...
Interesting way to put it.
I will be wrestling on my own against these guys, but I'm not giving up.
At the
In
real
fact,
Disco.
I may even call him live on the air tomorrow. That's how determined I am.
Oh yeah, like he's going to pick up?
Well, we'll find out. I'm going to give him the opportunity.
I'm looking at his social media stuff right now. He is actually posting. He is around, so he is, like, literally going out of his way to not be in contact with you.
Well, he's gonna be forced tomorrow when I call him live on the air to be in contact with me, to accept my offer to be my partner here in this match. Mm. I mean, for crying out loud, we had Dez call last week, and he said we'd have no problem beating Peach Machine and Mikey G, so I don't know why Disco would be avoiding this match. It couldn't be easier, apparently.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that. That's just what Dez said.
Maybe it's because of your hair. Maybe you caught a look at your hair. Disco always had fantastic hair. Maybe
he does have fantastic hair. He's a handsome man.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's seeing your top knot and going, I don't know if I can hang with that.
Are you kidding me? You seen some of the stupid haircuts from WCW back when he worked there? All right, let's go through the texts.
FUBU.
Got a lot of texts here. First suggests play some disco music on the air to lure him out. It's not a bad idea. Dom, you heard that. Disco Inferno's theme. I want it played at some point on the show here today. And I appreciate you, Dom. Thank you. This person here says, can we talk about how jacked Dean Ambrose looked with his huge shoulders?
You like the Triple H face he had?
So Dean Ambrose is back. He looks exactly like Curtis Axel.
I thought Triple H.
He's thicker. He kind of buzzed his hair, but now his hairline's even more receding.
Well...
He is mean-looking, and he kind of walks funny. He sort of is walking like, who's he walking like?
He's got a load in his pants, be honest.
That's not what I was going to say
at
all.
Bow-legged, like he was, maybe had a long night out there in Vegas. And
he's walking like Kyle O'Reilly when he enters the ring. He kind of stomps around like a stomper.
Well, okay, yeah. guess.
And we got a million people texting just saying, he's turning heel, he's turning heel, he's turning heel, he's got to be turning heel. Look at him, he's going to be a heel.
Already? No, come on, let's let this
That's
go.
The point. He just came back. Like, let him do the babyface thing and be over for a little while, and then he can turn on Seth Rollins. And he has a built-in excuse, you turned on me 8 years ago or whatever it was. And so I waited, I bided my time, and now I took my opportunity. It's easy. But don't do it right now. You don't have to get heat all the time. Let these guys be a team that everybody loves and cheers. They loved them last night. Let them do that for a while, and then you can get your heat.
Man, it wouldn't happen this way because they wouldn't go that direction. But Seth or Dean, Dolph, and McIntyre, not the worst group in the world.
No.
They really wouldn't be.
They'd be a great triad.
Yeah, I mean, they all play off each other very well. Talking about, like, you know, the Hart Foundation, you know, kind of, you know, leveling each other out. That's a group that, again, and you need stars and you need flash and you need heels and, you know, that are more than just, you know, WWE getting heat, you know, who can actually go and do different things. And they're great at almost all aspects of everything. I mean, when combined together, so, yeah, but still, way too early in the game for this. Although you do have every out when it comes to Dean Ambrose with Roman Reigns. You know, look at the opportunities you get. I didn't get those opportunities. I got screwed over by Brock Lesnar. You know, they put me on the shelf. I mean, you do have so many ways where you can have Dean Ambrose turn heel, but are people also going to let Dean Ambrose turn heel? Because there's the other problem you have.
Here says, I watched Coach on the Golf Channel, and he is better calling golf than he is calling wrestling.
That's a fact. He's a better...
High praise there.
He's a better... his show that, and I know he bounced around, but the one he had with Freddie Coleman on ESPN when he first went over there on ESPN Radio was very good. The shtick, when he came back, there was hope that, okay, he's going to take a sports approach, and in some ways he kind of has, but it turned into the same dumb shtick, and it became too over the top with him saying dumb things and then having the bad banter with Michael Cole and with Corey Graves that I'm sure is very entertaining to them, but it comes across as a bunch of donkeys. And that's the same thing with Graves and Saxton going at each other, and that's why it was a little bit refreshing last night to have Renee on there, because it wasn't everybody just taking hard shots at each other. And that's one of the biggest problems when it comes to that team. If Coach didn't do that and say so many dumb things, obviously that's it. But if the interplay between these guys was better, they'd actually have some respectability, and it wouldn't be so tough to listen to.
Spurs says, in 2014, the 2K folks did a showcase on CM Punk. So there you go. Has nothing to do with Daniel Bryan signing or not signing. A lot of people asking about Dean Ambrose. What else do we have here? Shield teaming up on Brock is the only chance Roman has of being cheered. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to do that. Plus, it's weird.
Yeah.
3-on-1 against Brock Lesnar? I mean, the place would go nuts for it because it's a WWE crowd, but it's weird.
Would they? I mean, they did that with The Undertaker to get The Undertaker out of there. I mean, I don't know if, like, the ceremonial foot in the rear end of Brock, I mean, is that something Brock would even go for? It doesn't even make any sense. I don't think it works.
This person says, get James Ellsworth. That's actually not a bad idea, but I've already made my statement. It's Disco Inferno or nobody this coming Saturday for Future Stars of Wrestling. What's so funny?
I did nothing.
What an awesome team that would be.
I was going to say, I mean, look, if you want to, like, I know he works in Maryland Championship Wrestling, you might have to come East Coast. But, yeah, see, the Alvarez and what
I'm trying to think of a good
team?
I'd have to think of a good team name. Chico and the Chin.
Chico and the Chin. There.
It's not bad.
Thank you, Dom. See, that's why you should fill in for Tittle more often.
This person here says, Daniel Bryan is not in the cover of the game. They built a huge portion of the game around Daniel Bryan. Yeah, that's 2K. Nothing to do with WWE.
Nah.
First says, the best match from last night was Ronda versus the Bat. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Bat won, too, if it really knew what it could do against Ronda. She was not happy.
No, she was not happy about that bat. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Literally, there's a bat in the arena. Ronda catches a glimpse of the bat, and she turns towards the camera. I'll get the exact line she had right here.
Oh my God, it's a bat?
Oh my God, it's a bat, it may have been. And she's got the Rhonda face, which makes it even better. It's so good. It's so awesome. Anyway, check it out on my Twitter.
Are you? I'm sorry. Maybe it's just because of the shortcut and the fade and the thickness of the beard. I don't know. You got Curtis Axel. That face was screaming Triple H to me.
I mean, maybe it was, but he just looks. I mean, he looks like Curtis Axel. He's got a beard. He's got a short buzz cut that he should just cut all the way off, and he's bulked up a little bit.
Seth can be his beau.
I mean, there you go. All right, here's the animated GIF here. There, in fact, is a bat flying around. Oh, my God, there's a bat, says Ronda Rousey. You've never seen Ronda Rousey look so terrified as she is in that GIF right there.
He's got teeth, man.
Burr says, I've not been this uninterested in a main event title match in a WWE show since Diesel versus King Mabel at SummerSlam 95. How quickly people forget gender.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There have been far, far worse and less interesting main events than this one. Like, I don't care. Like, I was, when Lesnar beat Reigns at WrestleMania, like, I was over it. So, I don't care what happens on Sunday. I could not possibly care. Brock can win, Roman can win, I don't care. That's what they've gotten out of me. But there have been plenty of main events that I've dreaded far more than this one. Because this one's probably going to be quick. It's probably going to be like 2 minutes and it'll be over.
You're used to that.
Person says, when Lesnar finally loses the title, will we have a rematch clause? Or will he have a meltdown the next night that leads to another storyline suspension? I believe he is booked for next Monday's Raw. So there's probably going to be something they do. I don't know what that might be.
Look, I know it doesn't look like it right now, but that's because that's why I'm going to ask. Any chance Paul screws over Reigns, Reigns loses, Braun on Monday night ends up sending Brock off passing,
of course
packing
he can do that.
And winning the title.
He could do anything.
Okay. Just...
But if you're going to have Braun cash in on somebody, Braun should turn heel and cash in on Roman because they can at least feud.
They'll never be a heel. Oh, God, if they do that, I know they'll frame it that way, and not one person will ever boo Braun again.
Of course not, but that's I mean, they did that for a year, those guys feuded, and Braun was supposed to be the heel, but he was the babyface and vice versa.
So we can go back to the ambulances again. We got all that for the leading into the Survivor Series.
Renee was definitely better than the coach. I think if she had a few Raws under her belt to get more comfortable, she would be a good addition to the... She's already a good addition.
Yeah, really.
I did find it weird that she didn't speak at all after Dean came out.
She saw those guns, baby. She didn't know what to say.
All right, back in a moment with more. Thank you, Dom. Disco Observer Live.
Disco Fever! Disco Fever! Disco Fever!
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Short segment here, so hopefully I have time to do all of this. These are all of the matches WWE is promoting this weekend. For the TakeOver show, Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane for the NXT Women's title, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, last man standing for the NXT title, Adam Cole, Ricochet for the North American title, Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain, a rematch of the only match ever in WWE television history to get 5 stars, television match, tag team match for the NXT tag titles, Velveteen Dream, EC3. For SummerSlam, hopefully I can make it through this, Lesnar Reigns, WWE Universal title, Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey, Raw Women's title, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, WWE title, Bludgeon Brothers versus New Day, SmackDown tag team titles, Strowman versus Kevin Owens with the briefcase on the line. Strowman can lose via DQ or count out and also lose the briefcase. Ziggler versus Rollins for the Intercontinental title with Drew McIntyre, Dean Ambrose in the corners. Carmella versus Becky versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's title. Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak pre-show for the Cruiserweight title. Shinsuke Nakamura, Jeff Hardy for the U.S. title. Finn Balor, Baron Corbin. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Rusev and Lana versus Andrade, Cien Almas, and Zelina Vega in a mixed tag on the pre-show, and the B-Team versus The Revival for the Raw Tag Team titles on the pre-show. 18 matches WWE is running on Saturday and Sunday. And we will be here to cover it all, everybody. We're here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check out WrestlingObserver.com for more, lots of great stuff. Head to Vegas this weekend for the convention and the FSW show. Myself versus Peach Machine and Mikey G. Hopefully, I'm begging for the Disco Inferno to be in my corner. We shall see. Tomorrow on the show, he will be our guest have my way. Talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Thanks as always. Wrestling Observer Live.